Joining us right now is Ariana Grande. In the Canal Side Lounge with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
A very talented young singer and actress. She plays Kat Valentine on the Nickelodeon hit Victorious in its last season, right?
Yeah, the final episode just aired, actually. But yeah, it was an amazing experience.
It's tragic that it came to an end far too early, don't you agree?
Yeah.
But we learned last summer, August specifically, that you're teaming up with the girl from iCarly.
Yes, Jeanette McCurdy.
And the two of you are reprising your role in...
We're doing a spinoff called Sam and Cat.
Sam and Cat.
I think it should be Cat and Sam.
And Nickelodeon's already picked it up, right?
Yes, it's really exciting. We're halfway through our first season now.
And cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
And she's also a very talented singer, and her first album called Daydreamin' includes a new single, which is called The Way, and that comes out on Tuesday.
Yes, it does.
Now, and since you're a Broadway girl, of course, you must love Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you have dreamed of playing one of the two roles. Would you be Elphaba or Glinda? You'd be Glinda.
For sure.
Because Elphaba has the much bigger voice.
Yeah, you know, I think that Elphaba's singing part would be more fun, singing-wise. But I think, you know, I'm more of a...
Let's play Wicked singing trivia then, okay?
This is going to be a Wicked off,
You get to play Glinda. You get to play Glinda.
It's just going
to
be Kid and her.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the deli.
You're not even embarrassed is the sad part.
No, I'm just going to get her started.
You know that much.
I'm just going to get her started.
Okay.
Because I raised a theater kid, okay?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Musical theater major in college and all that. So Wicked was like 8 years in our house.
Clay Aiken is doing great, by the way.
Okay. You ready? I got to pick a key you can do, though. I've heard it said...
that people come into our lives for a reason.
Okay, you do the next one. Keep going.
You want to play Elphaba?
What? Yeah.
All right.
I know you want to sing pop.
Oh, cheater.
Wait, are there more songs in this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like an actual quiz. I'm super nervous now.
To those who help us most to grow.
If we let them and we help them in return.
Take it, Kelly.
Really good. Your story, not of being discovered, but of how you started performing, is one of the funniest and greatest stories ever on the cruise ship.
Wow.
Would you please tell that story?
Yeah, sure.
But save the song to the end.
Okay. I was eight and we went on a cruise and they had like a kids club and my mom was like, oh, like, why don't you go to the kids club? That's cute. And I was like, no, I want to go to karaoke really bad. Like, take me to karaoke. And my whole family was going to karaoke, so I went with them. And I was like, I want to sing. And so I went to go sing.
You signed up?
I did. I signed up. I gave my song and everything. And I sang my song, and it like went really well.
There was someone there who heard your song.
Yes, there was somebody there who heard me sing.
You ready?
And
wait for it. Who was it?
It was Gloria Estefan.
Oh.
Whoa. Who knew?
On a cruise with Gloria Estefan?
Yeah.
It's a cheap cruise and there's Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but how awful if you had to follow her singing. Like if you were next in line and she got up there and I'm like,
she's up there singing karaoke, right?
What was she doing?
She didn't sing,
on the boat?
Did she?
I don't know. She was just there watching with her family, with her kids.
I thought she would have a boat that size.
Yeah. She was with her family. Cool. Super down to earth and super
nice. And so she came up to you afterwards?
Yeah, no. She called me over to her table. I forget who it was, but somebody came over to our table and said.
Summoned by Gloria Estefan.
Literally summoned.
At the age of
and they were like,
Did you know who she was?
No, it was the waitress or somebody. And she was like, hey, somebody would like to speak to you. And I was like, somebody?
Yeah.
This is.
I'm eight, dude.
Creeper.
Sus. Come on, yeah.
Mom?
And so my mom sent my brother with me because my mom's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who it's gonna be. Like, go with her. And it was Gloria Estefan. And she said to me, she was like, don't ever stop singing. Like, you have more guts at your age than I did at your age. And you have a gift and don't stop. And you're meant to do this.
And the song she sang on that carnival cruise was?
Titanic. My heart will go
on. Oh, man,
no, you told me it was worth it.
No.
What are you doing?
No, you can't do that. No.
My heart will go on.
Never let go, Jack. You can't do that.
I didn't see the irony at 8 years old. I was like, oh, I love this song. They'll love it.
Yeah. We're excited about this single and about you're so nice. You've always been so nice. Your co-star is nice. Victoria's nice. She's been on with us before.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You guys are just like... somehow unaffected by all of this.
You're yeah, Nickelodeon girls are the way to go.
How are you not divas? You're not Disney divas.
And I don't not going to say anything about Disney.
There should
divas.
Be gangs. You guys should have a gang against their gang. Like the,
no way. There's, yeah, no, there's none of that.
No beef.
Yeah, y'all got a
no,
sign or
the
something.
Disney
you're
girls
like...
are super nice.
Oh, no, you didn't, Disney. Yeah.
No, the Disney girls are really nice.
With your Nickelodeon awesome. Sign, like, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
We should have a Nickelodeon gang sign. Yeah. That would be funny.
Tell us who Mac Miller is.
Mac Miller is a rapper, mm-hmm. and he's...
You guys know Mac Miller?
Mac Miller right there. He is a rapper and he's amazing and he features on my first single that comes out on Tuesday, The Way, and he really just made the record
awesome.
Complete. He's yeah, he killed it.
Do she love me, do she love me not? Love me not. I ain't a player, I just
like a live teaser?
Yeah!
Would that be okay? It's so unfair to ask you this at this time in the morning, but we just sang Wicked together. I felt like we bonded.
Yeah,
so.
All right. It'll be all right.
No. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Ariana Grande.
You give me that kind of something, want it all the time, need it every day. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at 100. Never get enough, I can stay away. If you want it, I got it, I got it every day. You can get whatever you need from me. Stay by your side, I'll never leave you. And I ain't going nowhere, cause you're a keeper. So don't you worry, baby, you got me. I got a bad boy, must admit it. Hey, you got my heart, don't know
we'll
how
do it,
you
we'll
did
do it.
It.
Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. And I don't care, this is a babe. I don't wanna hide the way I feel. Hey.
Never happened to me before, I swear.
That was a premature hey. Premature
hey. Really
good.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going to wrap this up so this big, huge ball of testosterone out here can, like.
They want to ask for a phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have a boyfriend. Okay. Oh, I didn't ask that. You were in a long-distance relationship. I mean, I'm not going to get too personal. You can tell we're nice. We're nice. You were in a long-distance relationship with a guy in Australia.
Yeah, I still.
He was in a band. He came over to meet you in New York, right?
Yeah.
Was that where you like met up for the first time?
After? Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
And the anticipation of that, like, here we go.
Like
we've been talking every day. And
it's like the scariest moment of my life.
I bet.
Yeah.
It was super nerve-wracking, but it was awesome.
And he's got a cute Australian accent and everything.
Yeah.
So lucky.
That's the best.
You know, but I heard,
so great,
I heard from a few of my mates that the two of you aren't really caboozling together anymore. Is that true?
Caboozling? No,
I just made up that word.
I don't even know what you just asked me.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
Sorry.
So, would you consider yourself like
off the market?
Are you in a relationship, single, or it's complicated?
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Well,
good for you.
Yay, love.
Yay, that relationship.
That was hard for you to say that, wasn't it?
No, I'm just super shy about it. That's
that was hard for you to say that.
That's fine.
That's so cute.
We're very honored, aren't we, that Ariana came by today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I was so excited.
And I know that you don't have a ton of time, but you're going to do as many pictures and things as you can.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I know you will do, and that's so nice of you. And thank you for coming by. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Ariana
you.
Grande.